We're back on News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples joined this next segment by Manhattan Catholic Schools Principal Scott Holsoff via telephone. Good morning, Mr. Holsoff.
Good morning, Brandon. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. It's a new normal we're getting used to, and I know schools are not alone in that.
No, we are not. It has been an experience beyond belief, but my staff at Manhattan Catholic Schools has taken bulls by the horn, and they're just running with it. We've had very few problems with online learning. Our parents have been fantastic, making sure the kids get what they need and helping us. The tenet of Catholic faith is parents are the first teachers, and so unfortunately they're being utilized in this a lot more than they want to be, but they're doing a fine job.
So you guys are what, in week two of distance learning now?
Yes.
What
we're finishing up.
What does the curriculum look like? Is it basically just you get it through an email, or how does that work?
All my teachers are set up with their classes for different platforms to give instruction. We use Google Classroom and Seesaw, where students can look and see what their assignments are, get the packets of information, complete them, post them back online for the teachers to grade, so on and so forth. So that's the main tools that we're using. In this, before we started online, part of that week, we looked at all the curriculum that we have. We looked at all the state standards to see where our kids were at. We wanted to make sure that the items being taught were items we haven't covered yet from those standards. And so, a lot of the direct instruction or the packets of information that we have are covering those items.
What's, I guess, changed from the administrative side? You still have people in the building working?
Well, I have two buildings, and I'm here every day. My maintenance staff is here. They're doing special projects, typical, normal cleaning that we do in the summer. Disinfecting all the rooms. My administrative staff comes in once or twice, but they're working from home. So typically it's me and then maintenance staff.
Okay. Well, yeah, it's a different time for sure for everybody. And I guess at this point we're starting to get used to things. You know, parents are teachers just as much as teachers are teachers at this point because they're all at home.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing to help people keep motivated to stick with it?
Well, I think teachers have communicated extremely well with the parents. You know, we know it's tough on them. You know, they're not trained to do this in most cases, and we have to look at their mental well-being just as well as we have to look at my staff and the students. We've posted the specials teachers like music have things for families to do. The art teacher has projects for the kids and families to do. The library resources have been put out there where it can be a family type thing. PE, she's put out a lot of videos and activities that families can do together. Stream, Patsy Johnson has done a fantastic job getting information out that's family oriented. A lot of baking stuff, which, you know, it includes a lot of math and chemistry and stuff. So there's a lot of items we've posted that families can work together with. We're trying to, I think Mrs. Johnson is going to start our victory garden here soon, May 1st, and we'll have families come in from a sign-up genius to to work in the garden, you know, get them out, and, you know, social distancing would be key to that, and only one family at a time, but at least get them out to do something that's important.
Of course, we got a big holiday this weekend as well, Easter Sunday.
It is.
What is any messaging there as far as how people should or can celebrate?
Well, our faith is very important to us. We continue our religious instruction every week. Father Carey, Father Cody have done a great job. They still have masses posted on the church website. Father Carey has done our all-school Friday Mass and sent out we send out to the family, so it's geared towards the students. But Easter is a special time, we have Holy Thursday today. So if you go on the $7 website, you will find the masses that he is doing Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So their families and community can still observe Mass. It'll just be a different way, but this is a very important time of the year for Catholics and Christians in itself. So I encourage all of our families to do that. Looking at the hits from the Masses that have been posted, I think most of our Catholic community are on watching Masses on the weekend.
That's good. It's great that we live in a time where we have this kind of technology. I mean, if you imagine doing something like this 20 years ago, it would have been a lot harder.
You know? Yes, we wouldn't have been able to do this. No.
Yeah. Well, what else has changed here as far as the rest of the semester? Did you have any events planned that have either been postponed to a later date or canceled?
Oh, this is time of year where we have a lot of field trips, you know, which are canceled. Of course, sporting events have canceled. We always have a multitude of music programs, graduation, festivities, PTO events. They've all been canceled. We're waiting to see what the health department and does, you know, the 19th, and we can plan further, but we won't have any activities the rest of the year. Unfortunately, Ashley O'Haver, our advancement coordinator, we had to cancel our golf tournament this year that was in June. We still are making plans for next year. I've been in touch with USD 383, and we're working on our calendars to start next year. We don't know what else is going to happen. It's just an uncertain future, but we got to make plans to start, so we've done that. So we're just moving forward like we're going to begin in August again, but, you know, you just have to make adjustments and alternative plans if something else happens.
And most, I would imagine most enrollment these days is done online already. When does that begin for the next year?
We had a pre-registration in February for our current families, and we have received many registrations from around the world. Even we've had Korea, Japan, a lot of military bases they're moving, although some of that's been put on hold. But we start that in February, so we enroll at all times during the school year, so that shouldn't be an issue. We're just waiting on a date in July where all of our families come in for enrollment day, bring all the paperwork, so on and so forth in, set tuition agreements, meet with the food service director and PTO. So we have activities full that day, but that plan has been put on hold, but we're looking at a date where we can do that still. And if that doesn't work out, then everything will be done online.
All right. Well, Scott, any other announcements here that you'd like to pass along?
Well, I would like to say that we appreciate all the support and all the kind words that MCS families have sent me and my teachers. We can't do it without you. As a Catholic community, you are dear to our hearts. We wish everybody the best. Please keep social distancing in mind at this point and stay safe. Follow the rules, and we'll get through this. Our faith is strong, and we can get past this.
Well, keep up the good work with educating our students, and happy Easter to you this weekend.
Happy Easter to you, too.
All right. Again, Scott Holsoff, principal, Manhattan Catholic Schools, joining us this morning. We sure appreciate the time, and we'll talk again down the road. Stay tuned. More in Focus after this on KMAN.